very blessed Tuesday morning to all, to my friends who are celebrating Passover. I hope last night for the first Seder you were with family and friends and loved ones and you shared the wonderful, wonderful holiday and traditions of Pesach. As we say in Hebrew, today is the first day of Passover. So thank you for joining me on WWDB for Morning Light. This is Scott Borsky. No better song to begin with on this holiday morning than a song that says that God is everywhere and therefore you can praise God wherever you are. Please join with Brandon Lake on Praise You Anywhere. Don't forget, on this holiday of Passover and any day, it is so important to really count all the blessings in your life from the morning you wake up in the morning to the second you go to bed at night so you can realize how very, very blessed and a gift each day is. Please join with Seth Schluter on his Counting Your Blessings.
It's like it was yesterday. I was praying for a miracle, scared to have a little hope. And now looking back today, seeing all the things you've done, I can't even add them up. 1, 2, 3, up to infinity. I'd run out of numbers before I could thank you for everything. God, I'm still counting my blessings. You've done in my life. The more that I look in the details, the more of your goodness I find. Father, on this side of heaven, I know that I'll run out of time, but I will keep counting my blessings. No, and I can't count that high. Seasons never last forever, so God, I will remember all of the reasons my heart has to be grateful, all the times you've been faithful to me. God, I'm still counting my blessings.
I hope on this Tuesday morning you have already been out and you have brought joy into others. If not, this is your opportunity each and every day to bring love unto others, because we know that sometimes the only godliness that someone ever sees is the godliness in you and the godliness in me. So please join with Danny Gokey on his Love God, Love People.
We're gonna have some fun with this one. Y'all ready? Hey!
Woo! I've been running in circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much, feeling kind of worn out. All these checking the boxes, trying to be flawless. Got me spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, God wants more than just my love. I've been complicating things, just like me, to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Tell myself, keep this up, God wants.
wants more than just my love. No more complicated things, no more need to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero, cause it all comes down to this. Love God and love people. We're living in a world that keeps breaking, but if we want to find a way to change it, it all comes down to this. Love God and love people. Cause love is patient, love is kind, rescues hearts and changes lives. Love is all we need to make things right. Gotta keep it real simple.
If this week hasn't improved any temporarily problems in your lives, whether they be financial, emotional, spiritual, psychological, please know that each day is a new day to receive daily blessings from God, manna from heaven, our daily bread. Each day is a new time to receive, as Blanca and Torn Wells sing, something better.
Couple years I've been on my own. Now I know that I'm not alone. You're giving me a reason to carry on, to carry on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everything is different nowadays. I lost a few ones along the way. I had to learn to trust. It'll be okay. It'll be okay. Every moment I was sure I would.
A kind of love that I never known. You took over my heart and you made a home. Yeah, you made a home. And all the broken pieces within, you put them together again. And with you, a new story begins, begins. Hey, I don't know how, but you take all my pain and you turn it into something better. Ooh, something better. Something better. Ah, 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 ah.
This Passover season, no matter what religion, background, traditions that you follow, it is always important to realize that if you don't know the exact mission and purpose that God has you on, that's really okay, because the only one that really has to know is God. Just follow and listen. Listen to what God is telling you in the silent meditations of your own hearts. We often call that the still small voice. And if God knows where you need to be, that's all that matters, my friends. So please join with Dolly Parton and for King and Country on their beautiful God Only Knows.
Wide awake while the world is sound asleep, and too afraid of what might show up while you're dreaming. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you. And every day you try to pick up all the pieces, all the memories that somehow never leave you. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. But God only knows the real you. 'Cause there's a kind of love that God only knows.
There's a kind of love that there's a kind of love.
You keep a cover over every single secret, so afraid if someone saw them they would leave. But somebody, somebody, somebody sees you. Somebody, somebody will never leave you.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say.
It is so very important to put God first in everything you do and everything you say. Put God first in all your actions, and that is the way that everything you do and everything you say will be blessed. Please join with Consumed by Fire with First Things First.
All the things that I've held dear, the vanities that whispered in my ear, what would I do if they all disappeared? Riches and fame and all that they could buy, I've come to find they never satisfy. What would I
gain if my soul's the prize. I don't wanna love what the world loves. I don't wanna chase what the world does. All I wanna see.
Did you thank God yet on this beautiful Tuesday morning? Did you wake up and point up to heaven and say, thank you, God? I know that was you who woke me up this morning. I know it will be you who will give me all the wonders and miracles on this blessed Tuesday. I will anticipate all of the wonders that you are going to give me. Join with Gordon Motes and Jason Crabb on there. So very beautiful. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing on me.
While the world looks upon me as I struggle alone, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart, I'm rejoicing, though the world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. There's a roof above. up above me, I have a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and I find
go out today, whether you are going to work, whether you are taking off today, whether your children are off from school today. I know a lot of the local school districts are closed because of Passover yesterday and today. No matter where you are today, realize that you are so very blessed, that you have a reason to wake up in this morning, that there are people in our community who pray for the things that we simply take for granted. Don't take for granted all that's in your life. Realize that you are made in the image of God. Join with Cain on there. I'm so blessed.
Child of God, on my worst day, I'm a child of God. Oh, every day is a good day, and you're the reason why I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed. Got this heartbeat in my chest. No, it doesn't matter about the rest. If I got you, Lord, I'm so blessed.
I'm so blessed. Hallelujah, I'm blessed. I'm so blessed.
Okay.
Hallelujah, I'm blessed.
Hope looks on but gone.
Yeah.
It is never the wrong time to start a fire. It is never a wrong time to join a nonprofit, an organization in your community to bring blessings onto them. Never wait until your life is perfect to help others, because you know what? Your life will never be perfect. My life will never be perfect. Our lives are never perfect, but we can always, always make the lives of others more blessed, no matter what is going on temporarily in our lives. Please join with Unspoken on their Start a Fire. Please realize that there are so many in our community who need us. Don't wait until we're out of the valley in every aspect of our lives. We will always be temporarily a little bit in the valley, whether it be financially or emotionally or physically, psychologically. Don't wait until everything is the way that we want it in our life, because it may never be, and that's okay. We can always help others when we are helping ourselves. Please join with Matthew West on his wonderful Do Something.
I woke up this morning, saw a world full of trouble. Now I thought, how do we ever get so far down, and how's it ever gonna turn around? So I turned my eyes to heaven. I thought, God, why don't you do something? Well, I just couldn't bear the thought of people living in poverty, children sold into slavery. The thought disgusted me, so I shook my fist at heaven. I said, God, why don't you do something? He said, I for us to do something. So tired of talking about how we are God's hands and feet, but it's easier to say than to be. Live like angels of apathy. We tell ourselves it's alright, somebody else will do something. Sick and tired, life with no desire. I don't want a flame, I want a fire. I want to be the one who stands up and says, I'm gonna do something. If not us, then who? If not me and you, right now, it's time for us to do something. Yes, it is. Change the world by standing still. No, we won't stand still. No. If not us, then who? If not me and you? Right now, it's time for us to do something.
I wanted to remind you, if you don't have the opportunity, to listen every weekday morning, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock on this station. Always go to the podcast 24/7 at www.dbam.com. That's www.dbam.com. So you can go to the podcast and be filled with faith and joy-filled inspirational music and words any time of the day, and please share that with others. Also, for the direct link, always go to my Facebook page where you could like me there. We could be friends, or my Instagram page, and I'm always posting the daily shows, and you can join me to be filled with the love of God so you can realize, as Terry Ann sings, that we all have a big God.
With foes on my left and fears on my right, they think that I'm all by myself in this fight. But they do not know the infinite size of the God who is by my side. Hey, under fire, but my Goliath, standing in the shadow of the Almighty. I ain't lying, just testifying. Man, I'm talking about a big God. I face, don't make me afraid when I know.
On this Tuesday, always go around with a smile on your face. Realize that each day is blessed and each day is a gift. And God is leading us and lighting the path that we should be on for our given purpose and our given mission. Please join with Andrew Rip on his wonderful For the Love of God.
I saw mercy. Mercy seated where the judge should be was guilty. Guilty and getting out of jail free. How could it be I didn't get the life I deserved? And the only thing he wanted was my heart in return. And every time I think about it, every time I thought was the end, I'm caught up in wonder again. Where would I be? Where would I be? To a field of green, started breathing. When heaven's favor took a hold of me, how could it be I'm living with an infinite worth? And the one I thought I chose had really chosen me first. And every time I think about it, every time I thought was the end, oh, I'm caught up in wonder again. Where would I be? My heart is beating for heaven's sake, and for the love of God. If it wasn't for my failures and mistakes, I would never know the depths of this grace. Now my heart is beating for heaven's sake.
This song of victory is now mine to sing.
At this day and every day, never, never compare yourself to others. Never go into the supermarket and look at the magazines and say, oh, I wish I looked like him. I wish I looked like her. I wish I had that house or that car or that job. You know, God gives us what we need to fulfill our mission and purpose. If God gave us what other people have, we wouldn't know what to do with them. They wouldn't be for us, and they are not for us. Please realize that we never know what's going on, as they say, behind closed doors of sports figures, of entertainers, of singers. We never know what's going on in their life. What God gives us is meant for us, and that is all that we need. Please join with Brandon Heath on his wonderful That's Enough.
Mind if I tell you a secret? A few simple truths about me. Might be hard to believe. Guess I'm just trying to come clean. Sometimes I don't know where I'm going. It's hard to admit where I've been. When I come to the end of myself, this is where I begin again. I am here. I am.
Thank you for joining me today again. If you are celebrating Passover, have a wonderful Passover holiday. We say in Yiddish and in Hebrew, have a zisen Pesach. That means have a sweet, a very sweet Passover. We end today with Lauren Daigle and her wonderful Thank God I Do.
I've seen love come and I've seen love walk away. So many questions. Will anybody stay? It's been a hard year. So many nights and tears. All of the darkness trying to fight my fears alone, so long alone. I don't know who I'd be if I didn't know you. I'd probably fall.
As we always say, pray more, worry less.